And now this is a dictation for Victoria Cantu, C-A-N-T as in today, U, October 1381, address as a letter, Dr. Eisenman, E-I-S-E-N-M-A-N-N, 775-4680. Dear Dr. Eisenman, follow up for Victoria with insulin-dependent diabetes, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, stage 4, almost 5, comes accompanied with boyfriend, poor appetite, frequent nausea, isolated vomiting, chronic diarrhea, pancreatic insufficiency on pancreatic replacements, some undigested food, no blood, vomitus with sometimes bile material but no bleeding, insulin pump, diabetes better, A1C 14 down to 7, stable dyspnea, stable chest pain, stable neuropathy, no ulcers, no claudications, no oxygen, still smoking, one pack, 2-3 days, no alcohol, uses inhaler, review system negative, medication list review, insulin pump, beta blockers, for low blood pressure, Droxy, D-R-O-X-I, DOPA. Next paragraph, creatinine worse, 3.2 for a GFR of 18, stage 4-5, high potassium, metabolic acidosis, normal sodium, high phosphorus, normal calcium, glucose close to 400, anemia 11.5, heavy proteinuria, protein creatinine ratio 10. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Insulin dependent diabetes with diabetic nephropathy, early symptoms of uremia. We discuss we need to start preparing for dialysis and transplantation. We discuss the different issues about dialysis, AV fistula, home peritoneal, home hemodialysis, in-center dialysis, avoiding of a dialysis catheter, starting for high potassium Lokelma, the importance of diet, potential phosphorus binders, bicarbonate EPO treatment. If she's interested exploring transplantation, she needs to stop smoking. We will do chemistry on a regular basis. We will start dialysis based on symptoms. Most people GFR will be around 12. Hopefully by that time, she will be ready with a good access. This was a prolonged visit, end of dictation.